What's going on, everyone? So, we are now on the last part of Module 2. So, we'll soon be going into Module 3 next week, but we need to finish off Module 2. And with that being said, we are going to be going through lifestyle. So, when we talk about lifestyle, we're talking about all the things that you can do outside of the gym, outside of mindset, outside of nutrition, okay, that you can be doing on a day-to-day basis to help you achieve improvements in your health and your body shape. And one of those ways that is often overlooked, it's actually possibly one way that many people don't really know about, is understanding a thing called NEAT, okay? I don't mean NEAT in terms of cleaning your fucking bedroom up, because if that was the case, it wouldn't be me. However, guess what? When you clean up your bedroom, you are increasing your NEAT. It's very confusing, right? So what do I mean by NEAT? NEAT basically stands for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Okay, so the N stands for non, the E stands for exercise, A stands for activity, the T stands for thermogenesis. So what does that all mean? What does that all mean when we put it together? Well, simple. Non-exercise means not doing the gym, not being in the gym, not doing anything like weight training, cardiovascular work, HIIT training, anything along those lines. Activity means doing daily activities, okay, doing stuff such as cleaning your bedroom, neat. Doing the washing, running around the garden with your kids or your dogs, taking them for a walk, doing something other than physical activity. Then we've got thermogenesis. Thermogenesis basically means the increase in body temperature, or the increase, or the increase of energy expended. Okay. So now we know that non-exercise activity thermogenesis means doing stuff that's outside of the gym that actually increases our activity levels, that increases the amount of energy that we use. Simple as that. All right. So what sort of stuff? Like we said, walking the dogs, doing activities around your house, such as cleaning. Even something as simple as blinking. Now, again, that's a very, very small expenditure. But blinking, that's a natural energy expenditure because we have muscles that are doing that. Flicking our fingers, again, same thing. Fidgeting, all of that is something that is a increase in energy expenditure because we are actually having to use muscles to perform those exercises or to perform those movements. Why is NEAT important though? And that's a very, very good question you're possibly asking yourself. So you would think that training or doing some form of physical activity or sport would actually be the biggest number in terms of how much energy that we actually use on a day-to-day basis. However, you would be wrong. The actual one in terms of activity out of going to the gym and being active in our day-to-day lives, okay, and which we would call NEAT, the other one's called EAT, yeah, EAT, exercise activity thermogenesis. And the one we're talking about today is NEAT, N-E-A-T, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. NEAT has a higher level, okay? Actually can make up to around 25% of your daily energy expenditure. Where EAT, okay, so stuff like the gym and stuff like that, is lower, okay? And it is actually quite a lot lower in terms of our activity, in terms of how much we use on a day-to-day basis. Now, we can look at that and understand that from a point of view that is simply, if we are training, we should really only be training a maximum of maybe an hour and a half, and that's when we're looking at advanced trainees. Most of us, it should be between 30 to 60 minutes of good training intensity, and that's it. Majority of us can't go further than that with good training intensity and keeping technique under control. Plus, if we look at it in terms of hormones, we would be elevating certain hormones that are not going to necessarily help us out and then can cause more problems further down the line, especially if not controlled on our everyday to-day lives, which most of us that will be listening to this is a problem. So How can we increase knee? Is there a few things that we can do? Yeah, of course. So one of the simple ones is, if you've got a sedentary job, okay, if your job is an office-based thing, this means that it's not going to be very productive towards you achieving what you want to achieve. However, you can still do things that are going to allow you to increase your knee and overall increase your energy expenditure, which overall is going to improve your health and your body shape. So, one simple way is set an alarm maybe every hour or every 2 hours where you're just simply going to get up and go for a walk around the office for 5 minutes, go to the toilet. Again, if you're drinking a lot of water, if you're keeping yourself hydrated, guess what? You're possibly going to be getting up every hour, every 2 hours anyway, which is actually, funnily enough, doing what? Increasing your knee, which so it's actually helping you out. Plus, hydration's got a load of other benefits as well, but that's not point of the podcast right now or part of this project right now. So NEAT's very, very important. We need to understand that, okay? So, like I said, NEAT can make up to about 25% of our expenditure on a day-to-day basis. Our BMR makes up for around 70%, and then the thermic effect of food makes up about 10%, and E only really makes up about 5%. Okay, so if we know that NEAT plays a big, big role. Now, this does not mean that exercise inside of a gym is not important, because it is, because the adaptations that we're looking for within a training session are completely different to the adaptations we're looking for within just our daily activities. Knee is more there to kind of get us up, make sure that we're being active throughout the day. Being in a position of being sedentary for a long periods of time can actually downregulate certain hormones and stuff like that, and it can actually lead to you being more hungry, because your body will sense, okay, well, we're not being active, we need you to be active to a certain degree, and you're not, so we want more food coming through the door. I know it sounds weird, but that is something that's coming out right now. So let's understand that NEAT's very, very important, and you need to be focusing on it. If you're not focusing on it, then you could potentially be decreasing your ability to improve your health and improve your body shape. So I hope that's helped. That's Lifestyle Module 2, and that's all about NEAT. And next time we'll be going through Module 3, so I hope you enjoyed today's. And if you need any help, just shoot me a review, shoot over to my social media, which is at @health_hitters on Instagram and @healthhitters on Facebook, and I'll be able to help you out there. And, you know, whatever I can do for you, just let me know. All right, take it easy, guys and girls. Peace.